As we continue the series to create the audio for the slides that have been posted on the blog, this week's topic is focus. By focusing on an area of innovation, you can go deep, and the result is better ideas. How? Stay tuned.
This is the Killer Innovations Podcast with Phil McKinney. Keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are Phil's and Phil's alone, and they don't necessarily reflect those of his past, current, or future employers. Now, here's Phil McKinney.
Before we jump in to talk about focus, let's review the four steps to the Killer Innovation Methodology. This is what I call the fire steps. F is for focus. And that's the topic of this week's innovation. The I is for ideation, the actual process of creating killer ideas. The R is ranking. How do you know what are the best ideas to be working on? Where should you put all of your effort? And last, but not least, the E is for execution. Focus, ideation, ranking, and execution. Now, this podcast, we're going to concentrate just on the focus step. Where many efforts get off track, they fail to focus the area of innovation search. Most programs start off by simply asking for the best idea or come up with new ideas. A lack of focus generates typically weaker or poorer sets of ideas. Now, focus is not just about limiting the area of innovation. It's also about ensuring you eventually cover all of the areas. By covering all the areas, you gain confidence that you have minimized the risk of having an innovation blind spot. And one of the big fallacies of traditional approaches for innovation is that you lack the confidence that you haven't found the best idea and that you haven't covered all the possible areas of innovation. So again, by bringing focus, it's not just about, limiting the search area, but by understanding all the possible areas of innovation to ensure that you've covered the full 360-degree view of all the opportunities that are before you. What are the areas of innovation? The areas of innovation that I tend to focus in on, and they might be slightly different for different industries, but for me, the areas of innovation that I focus in on are moving into new competitive arenas, expansion into new geographies, improvements in the industry structure, innovation in the value delivery system, innovation in products and services, and then customers, both new and existing customers. Now, let's go into detail about each of these so you get a better feel for what I'm trying to describe here. So the first one, moving into new competitive arenas. What I'm talking about here is developing a new business in an industry with which the company has not previously competed, or there is no overlap in the customer value proposition. You're going into a completely new arena. It may leverage your technology, but maybe it's an entirely new industry segment. It might be requiring an entirely new sales organization, a new channel strategy, going into an entirely new competitive arena. Next, expansion into new geographies. This is expanding into a new geographic area with a high value add transfer from an existing geography. So maybe you've done very well with a certain product here in the United States, and now you're going to take it into Asia. So you're taking something that you've got, and you're able to expand into new geographies, and you can leverage what you've done, supply chain, manufacturing, sales structures, whatever, and you can take that into a new geographic arena. Third, improvement in the industry structure. This is changing the value proposition, the value delivery system, or competitive relationships that will improve or change the industry structure. In fact, it's the real target here is how do you redefine the industry? Maybe how do you take out a middleman? How do you put a middleman into the relationship between you and your customer, and that value that they create actually amplifies your value? How do you improve or how do you totally radically change the current industry structure? Next, improvement in value delivery system. This is about creating an innovation that redesigns the business systems sufficiently to alter the value proposition. So it's no longer maybe about just a product. Maybe it's a product plus a service, or a product plus a service plus maybe software from an independent software company. Maybe it's restructuring the entire value chain and creating an entire ecosystem around a product or a service being provided by others. So this is about how do you radically or sufficiently alter the value proposition that your end customers see from your product. Next is the innovation in products or services. This is really probably the one area where everybody thinks about innovation, which is creating a new product or service, normally cocooned in, you know, in within your organization. You're going to birth it, you're going to support it, you're going to incubate it, and then you bring it out into the marketplace. And last is about new or existing customers. This is about creating business by selling existing products or services to existing or new customers, more likely an unfamiliar customer segment. So you're taking your product and maybe you're going and modifying your product and taking it to existing customers in a new and unique way where you've added some value to it. Or you're taking your product and you're going after an entirely new segment that you haven't gone after before. So again, the areas for search for innovation are moving into new competitive arenas, expansion in new geographies, improvement in the industry structure, innovation in the value delivery system, innovation in products or services, and innovating your products and services going after new and existing customers. Now, the customer area is a little misleading. My advice is not to just focus on the customer area in the last segment, but to focus on customers in every one of the search areas. The focus here is to find out and understand who the end customer is. Maybe your product is only one component of it, but the key is to understand the end customer, the end user who's going to take the overall product, services, value, ecosystem, and use it to their benefit. So how do you do that? First off, identify the customer segment. Identify a segment that is one that you think is the target that you should be going after, that's going to give you sufficient growth in your business, sufficient margin. Identify that segment. Now, here's the warning. Don't try to be everything to everyone. It's the number one mistake everybody makes. They want to be the solution that has a very broad customer base. That's great, but what you miss out is truly understanding what your customers need. Stay focused on the segment. So what are some of the segments? Well, I'm going to give you some actual fun segments that give a little levity here to the podcast and see how many of these you know. So the first segment are yuppies. Now, we may all know who yuppies are, right? Young urban professionals. So these are the younger, more than likely freshly out of college, starting their career, may or may not be married, but they tend to live above their means, meaning they're trying to upscale the car, they're buying the house, they're buying the furniture, the apartment, but they're trying to live at a high profile stage of their life, but they may not have all the financial means to go and do that. So yuppies, young urban professionals. The next one is yuffies. So what are yuffies? These are young urban failures. These are the yuppies who didn't make it. They try to go out there and establish themselves. They try to put on an appearance of success, but they didn't achieve it. So these are the young urban failures. These are the ones who typically are what we also refer to in some cases for the younger portion of the yuffies are the boomerang kids that tend to move back home to live with their parents. Mobies and dobies. Mobies and dobies are mom or dad older, baby younger. This is the trend where people are having children later in life. So they're getting success established in their career. They're getting the house. They're married. They get their career success. Then they focus on having the children. So daddy or mommy older, baby younger, the generation where we're postponing having children until later in life. Next is woofs, or well-off older folks. Now, I probably fall into this category. So the woofs are people who, you know, are empty nesters. The kids have gone. The expense of college and weddings and all that's off the books. And now they're at a stage in their career where they're making more money and they have less of an expense outlay, and therefore they have more disposable cash to spend. Next is skippies. Skippies are school kids with income and purchasing power. This is a very dynamic segment of the market. This is the market segment that a lot of the high-tech companies today are going after. And the most influential segment of the Skippies are teenage girls. In fact, one study has shown that the one individual that has the biggest influence on things like what groceries are purchased are that 14 to 17-year-old girls that are in the home. They tend to do a lot of the grocery shopping these days with both parents working. So it's the teenage girls that are getting a lot of focus and a lot of the advertising dollars going after them. And the last one I want to cover here is sandwichers. What are sandwichers? Sandwichers are adults caught between caring for their children and their older parents. So not only do they have the expense of taking care of their kids and getting their kids through school and weddings and all of that, but they're also caught taking care of their parents and the expense and the time and the stress in their life of taking care of older parents. This, we're going to see more sandwichers emerging simply because of the fact that people are living longer. So sandwichers are becoming a critical segment of the market. How would you create, let's say, products and services that would take the stress out of their life, that would allow them to help manage their parents and take care of their kids? How to find that free time? And when they do find that free time, where do they spend their money to have that time of relaxation and just to have a little bit of fun in their life, given everything that's going on? Now, a more detailed list of how leading market research firms identify segments has been posted on the blog at philmckinney.com. Now, I try to remember, I think I posted it, 2 months ago or so. But you can use the search bar on the blog site. You can look for it. And I've actually gone through and categorized the list of top market research firms and how they look at different customer segments. The key here is to find the segment that best meets your target. What is it you want to achieve? Who do you think the best users of your product are? Who's the untapped opportunity for your product or service that you want to deliver? Focus on the segment. You can't be everything to everybody. You know, the old story of, you go out and you do a market research study and half your customers want that product in black and half your customers want it in white. So what do? You make it gray to try to satisfy both customers, and what you end up happening is neither customer buys your product because you haven't satisfied either one of their needs. Pick one, focus on it, and go deep. Now to recap, you need to use focus to both narrow your search, but also to ensure you cover all of the areas. Focus is not just about limiting the search, it's about ensuring that you take a 360-degree view of what the innovation opportunity really is for your business. Also, stay focused on the end customer. I can't repeat this enough. You need to find the segment that you're going to go after, stay focused on it, and go deep. And once you have your focus, now you're ready to go deep and create the killer ideas, which is the subject of the next podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I know this one's probably a little bit shorter than normal. And also, I know it's been a while since the last podcast with the holidays and everything else, but hopefully I'm going to get back on track. We'll get through creating all the audio for the slide set that's been posted, and hopefully you find this useful. Please send feedback. Email me at podcast@killerinnovations.com. You can also post your comments to the blog and the show notes at killerinnovations.com. You can also link to me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and again, everything is tied to podcast@killerinnovations.com. And please, please note that you are a listener. I'm getting a lot of Facebook requests, and people are not showing or not notifying me that they are a podcast listener, and I'm tending to decline those. Also, pay it forward. Many of you know the reason that I do this podcast is my way to pay it forward for my early mentors. And all I ask is that you pay it forward. So link to the site, tell others about the Killer Innovations podcast, share what you're learning, have an impact on your own personal career, have an impact on your business. But most importantly, if you find it beneficial, all I ask is that you pay it forward. Also, don't forget to vote for your favorite podcast. It's the easiest way to tell the producers of the great content you listen to that you do appreciate the time, effort, and expense they go through to produce the podcast. You can vote at Dig, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle. You can post notes over on iTunes. Wherever you get the podcast, please go back and post a comment and let other people know what you think of the Killer Innovations podcast. Also, send your listener questions. You can send those to podcast@killerinnovations.com, and I'll start including more of those in future podcasts. Again, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to me rant and rave. Hopefully you find it beneficial. Hopefully I'm encouraging you that you truly can learn creativity and innovation. It's not a special gift. It's a skill you can learn, but you need to practice, 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 and you need to put it into action. You need to try it out. Don't be afraid. It works. You'll get better at it. But most importantly, my main objective here is to convince you that you truly can be highly creative and you can go out and create the next killer innovation. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.